Is there that mindfulness? Or the people are just going off into their otherworldly, talk and their covetousness and nonsense and blah. But let a man examine himself. Look at yourself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So I'd say, you drink, you eat. Look at yourself as you do it. Think about what you're eating. Think about what you're drinking. I mean all your food. Because the life we live now, we live not to ourselves, but to the Lord. Every cup I drink, every food, all the food I eat, it is His body and blood. Now some people wouldn't understand that. They say, wait, no, it's only when you do the ritual. To me, as often as I do it, I need to do it. Why do you give thanks when you eat? Why? Why do you call the Lord into remembrance when you eat? If you do pray before you, why? Is there some reason? You're just thankful for the food, okay? Give us this day our daily bread. We do have a certain thankfulness for the things He's given me, yes. But how much more so for His own body and His own blood which were broken for me, His blood which was spilled for me. He broke the bread. When you bite into a sandwich, you're breaking Christ's body. When you drink up the cup, you're slurping down His blood. Why? Because He died. When he was 30 or so, He died. I'm 35. I've already outlived Him. The life I live now is supposed to be the life that He bought with that blood. I remember there's a song, "This is the air I breathe," talking about the spirit. And again, the bread I eat, the water, the drink I drink. You must eat and drink the Lord. And He says, you must eat My body and drink My blood. What do you mean? You got to do a ritual where you take a little wine and get a little wafer? What it means is you live Him. And the reason He attaches it to food is something you need every day to live. We need Jesus to live every day. That's what we need. That's why the food is His body and blood. Because that's what we really need to live. What we need to live is not a hamburger and a Coke. Or, organic milk and a plate of soybeans or something more wholesome or whatever you pick, We need Jesus. We need His body. We need His blood. That is what we really need to live. That's why when we eat those things, remember, this is what you really need. That's why He said it. That's why He said to do it. In remembrance. It isn't so much do this, eat food and drink. That's not the point. The point is, remember Me. Remember My body. Remember My blood. Every day of your life. That's what it means. Every time you break bread, you're showing the breaking of His body. If you are a believer, whenever I break bread, I need to be mindful of the breaking of His body. I pray the Lord give me that. So because I'm not going to say it's like, It's like, I want to be mindful of it like that. I want to be in that always on state in the Lord, where it's like the mindfulness of God switches to the permanently on position. Right? So if we eat and drink unworthily, we're eating and drinking damnation. Not discerning the Lord's body. Not thinking. We don't want to eat. Remember, damnation is. And the same word is guilty. Which meant, Enochos liable to hold in or ensnare. It means you become liable for His body and blood. You become guilty. You drink guilt. When you do it in a way that is unworthy of him. That's why I don't want to be a pig. I have been. I want to be mindful of the way I eat. I don't want to gorge myself on food. So I've lost a lot of weight. I'm going to lose even more. Because I don't eat food like I used to. I don't look at food the way I used to. And you know what? For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Sleep means dead. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Hey, if we would judge if it was up to us to judge ourselves, we wouldn't be judged. I know that's true. In a certain sense of myself, because of having that knowledge, I think, well, I would judge myself a little more harshly than that. But truthfully, would you choose, you know, to be punished? You know? We don't want to be judged, do we? Really? You know? I want to be judged worthy. I want to be judged, you know, according to the good judgment of God, like, in a positive way. You know, I want to be acquitted when I go to judgment. No man has a desire not to judge. That's why people love scriptures like, judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. I gotta quote the whole thing. Because, again, there's no commandment in the scripture not to judge. That's a misunderstanding. It's like saying there's a commandment in the scripture to sin. Because Jesus said, go and sin, you know. Oh, well, he said, go and sin not, actually. But, you know, or go and sin no more, actually, is what he said. You know, but to people who want to take things out of context, judge not is like an axiom. You know, well, judge not, judge not. The scriptures say judge not. And the scriptures say judge righteous judgment. People don't know the scriptures. You got to judge. You know, you got to examine yourself. And Paul says, I don't judge myself, right? There's a subtlety. Remember, we've talked about this in our Bible studies. There's a subtlety of judgment. There's a way in which you do judge. There's a way in which you do not judge. Because you don't know the end of a thing. But you judge what is now. Right? And we know God is there judging. He's looking at what we do. And he chastens us. Chastening is paiduo. Literally means to train up a child. That is to educate.